Jews around the world begin celebrating Passover this weekend. The holy period celebrates the exodus of Jewish slaves from Egypt thousands of years ago. One highlight is a Seder, at which the story of the exodus is retold. New York City is home to several black Jewish congregations. Our reporter, Allison Keyes, visited with an African-American rabbi and his family in Queens.
Inside a dark brown brick house on 110th Avenue on this warm day, Aviva Levy is packing boxes of cereal into a large plastic container. She explains that this food has to be put away because it contains leavened grain and therefore cannot be eaten during this holy time.
You just have to remove your leaven. The leaven is like anything that rises. It's like bread or like from the four grains. You really can't have it within your sight for the 7 days.
During Passover, Jews can only eat matzo, an unleavened bread that looks much like a cracker.
Adonai Eloheinu shenatata lanu matzah, min haaretz.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a reminder that they had to flee Egypt so quickly that they didn't have time to wait for their bread to rise. A special prayer is offered to honor the deity who fed and protected them during their journey. Sitting on the multicolored patio outside of his home, Rabbi Binyamin Levy's eyes sparkle in his nut-brown face as he explains what happens on the first night of Passover.
Basically, what you're doing on the first night is reenacting that night that the Most High passed over your house in Egypt. Eat with your staff in your hand, prepare to go, to leave, you know. So all the steps, you will stay in the congregation until midnight. Singing songs. It's a melancholy because you're joyous, but it's also sad because, as you remember now, the whole point of the Passover was it was a night of destruction. It was the killing of the firstborn in Egypt.
Black Jews have a long history in New York City, dating back at least to 1920, when the Commandment Keepers Ethiopian Hebrew congregation was founded in Harlem. But Rabbi Levy says his congregation prefers the term Israelites.
Israelite is a term that's is based in the Torah. So as you scatter it everywhere, you're going to look differently, you're going to talk differently, you're going to dress differently. So these differences you may have, it doesn't, is not the key factor. The key factor is what your beliefs. When Israel was in Egypt's land.
Rabbi Levy acknowledges that there has been some friction with white Jews, but says relations are improving as people learn to look beyond skin color. And he says while black Jews celebrate the same holy days as other Jews, they often do so with a slightly different flavor.
As African Americans born here in America, going through slavery and so forth, you have those tendencies. As the songs that we sing were very soulful. Some of the spirituals, like Go Down, Moses, Way Down, those are Israelite songs. Most people don't realize that. Those songs of the Bible, as they would say, is talking about us. Let my people go.
Passover begins tomorrow night at sundown. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.